Rubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award-winning podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. We are back to Scrub In. How are you doing?
I'm so good. I'm not in jury duty.
Yay.
Pretty sure my case is still going on.
Oh, for Tanya, a long time, right?
Yeah.
Tanya did not get selected to be on the jury, but we're happy about that.
Yeah. It took 3 days for them to pick the jury. So imagine how long the trial is going to be. They said they expected it to be 10 days plus.
I just like pictured you and like, you know, when they have a jury that's like a really high profile case and they put the jury like in like seclusion or
sequestered.
You like being sequestered.
I got to tell you, it was quite the experience. I've never had an experience because I've only been summoned one other time in my life. And we filled out the questionnaire and I got dismissed right after my questionnaire was filled out. So like, oh. I've never been through the like process where they put you in the, like in the shark tank and like ask you questions and then like break and then split you up into groups and like keep asking you questions. It was like really intense.
I'm so nervous that I've been summoned and didn't know. And I'm like, there's a warrant out for me or something.
Okay. So it's funny. I made a couple friends on the, like the panel with me. There was four of us girls. And then we made friends with this like man. He was like a retired attorney of like 25 years. And so I asked him a bunch of questions. I was like, what happens if you get a jury summons and you don't go in? And he said, you might, you know, slide by once or twice, but he was like, they will get you.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But he was like,
they will get you.
Yeah. Cause I kind of said that. I was like, I kind of was going to not call or just like not show up and see what happens.
And
he was
like, that's so unlike you. That's so what I would do and just be like, well, let's hope for the best.
I just hate missing work. Like I hate missing work and you can't get out of it because they basically say like you, like the judge was like, if you have a extreme financial hardship, stand up right now. And like two people stood up and then I started looking around because I was like, I don't want to miss the iHeart Awards on Thursday. You know, like I'm working.
But he's right. The system only works if everybody participates.
Correct.
If everybody says, oh, I don't need to do that. That's not worth my time.
So yeah, we're all like looking around. He goes, nobody should be looking around. You should know yes or no if this is an extreme financial hardship. And I was like,
He was talking to you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, so you saw those wondering eyes. I was going to say, I doubt you were very
so
like,
then you're like stuck in this room and you like can't look at your phone because if the judge sees you looking at your phone, he's going to like, you don't want the judge to be pissed.
No.
And so you're just kind of forced to just like engage with all these people. And I was just like engaging with my like defense attorney because he was like kind of a babe, like questioning people and like really wanting to like prove the innocence of his client. You know, like he was just, I don't know, really like cute. And I like sneezed and he turned around and he was like, bless you. And my friend,
Tanya, that is basic manners.
My friend goes, I think he has the hots for you too.
That's like a movie scene and I can't think of what it is though.
He's just not that into you.
Could be.
Yeah.
But not,
he gave
not
me
saying,
his pen.
I'm not saying he's not into you, but it's just funny that like a common decency to say bless you when someone sneezes.
Well, not everybody did.
You're
is
right.
It bless you or God bless you? Because there's a difference.
You know, I am not positive what he said.
You
I was,
must not care about him that much. You remember the details.
He was last week. I'm over it now. But I do, I'm actually interested to see how my case turns out. Like, I think I'm going to try and look it up because I wrote down like the, what's it called? The court number.
Oh, okay.
And so I have all the name and info and I'm actually going to like follow up and see how it pans out.
You can't tell us anything, right?
I'm not sure. Like, yeah. I think I'm allowed to now that I'm not on the jury. I'm allowed to talk amongst my friends, but I don't know about like
that's true.
A public forum. But it was gnarly.
Can you say what it was generally about or not even that?
Let's not even. I don't want
it. It involved like some gnarly things, like a lot of gnarly things.
Mm-hmm. I have to get those deets after this.
I wonder if the case is, when the case is closed, if I can share.
Fine.
Because it's very interesting. And the questions that the lawyers were asking all the jurors was like gnarly.
You keep saying gnarly, but that's a very broad term.
Like just very invasive, like about your life.
Well, that you can tell us, can't you? What kind of questions they asked you?
Well, no, because it involves that involves like the, like why they, like this man, his girlfriend was bipolar. And so they started going in on like, has that caused friction in your relationship? Mm. And like all these different things about that. I was like, this poor guy is just like, can I like live? And they ended up picking him.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're happy to have you back.
We have no guests today, so we have a long list of things to get to. So Becca has something she would like to open up about.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know if I was going to share it on the podcast or not, but I felt like this would be a great place to do it.
I think so.
So I was inspired by you being so open about your love for Hydro Flask.
Very open about my love of Hydro Flasks.
And so I have been thinking I need to be drinking a lot more water, and I don't know how to do. I've been drinking water bottles, and I have like half open water bottles all over the place. It's driving me crazy.
And you know, it hurts my heart when I see all those water bottles.
But at least I'm trying to drink water.
But you don't even drink the whole bottle, and they're just all over the place.
I agree. I hate that.
I know. Listen, I'm trying to tell y'all that I'm trying to do better. So I ordered two Hydro Flask. I got the one with the straw, the tumbler, and I got the Big Mama like you.
This 40-ouncer?
Yeah, the 40-ouncer.
The 40-ouncer is going to change your life.
It just seems like a lot to lug it around, but...
It's really not. I mean, as you can see, I've had some spills and some spills with
There's
this one.
There's literal dings and paint missing off the top. Oh my God.
I've dropped it quite a few times, but it's really heavy when it's full.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like a canteen.
I'm very proud of you. You're going to drink a lot. So basically, you're supposed to drink half of your body weight worth of ounces. So if, let's say, you're 100 pounds, you should drink 50 ounces of water a day.
Oh, wow.
So it'd be one of those and like a
little bit. Yeah, one and a little bit more. Yeah.
Well, I have a lot more than half of 100.
Yeah, I drink almost three of these a day.
Wow.
I don't think I'm supposed to drink that much, but I do.
Well, I know you can over drink to an extent, but like you're not doing that.
No.
You sweat a lot.
I sweat a lot. And can I just add, you're going to be so obsessed. You're now going to want to get a Hydro Flask for your coffee in the morning because this bad boy stays hot for hours.
I don't drink coffee in the morning.
Oh, that's right.
But when I do drink coffee, I drink iced coffee, and I saw your hack.
It's really creating quite the stir. No. Oh. So the guy that styled me for the Grammys, he's been helping me with the iHeart Awards, and he actually told me this trick, but it's really game changing because you're never going to have watered down iced coffee ever again.
Right. It makes so much sense.
So what you do is you take the iced coffee and you pour it in the ice tray. You put the ice tray in the freezer. So then when you make your iced coffee, you're using the iced coffee as the ice.
What if you froze half coffee, half almond milk?
I was thinking about doing that a little bit. I was thinking about that. And then if you shake it up a lot, because it's not quite ice,
right.
It kind of like turns into a little bit of
slushy.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm into this.
I know. It really caused quite the stir.
What did you do this? How was iHeart Awards? This is like the first one I haven't gone to in like years on years.
The iHeart Awards were great.
I saw you were sitting next to...
Somebody in iHeart was plotting something because of all the seats in all the Microsoft Theater. I have my ticket and I asked the lady to like help me find my seat. And she's like walking in. And like, I know a lot of people there and I'm like not sitting by anybody that I knew. And then she goes, oh, there, you're sitting right next to that man, that gentleman over there. Bobby Bones.
Oh.
What? I was like, is this a joke? Who's funking me right now?
How was it?
It was great. This was the most time we've ever spent together, like ever. And it was actually quite nice.
So you still felt, spending all that time together, you still felt like, huh.
He's not been ruled out.
He's not been ruled out. But I mean, that was like kind of like work, you know? It wasn't work, but.
I saw the selfie you took.
Yes.
Cute selfie.
Cute.
Mm-hmm. And really, people went nuts about it. All the fans, Bobby's fans in particular, were very excited to see that.
It was nice to just be able to like sit down next to him and like talk to him. Do you know what I mean? Because we're always in passing. We're always in hallways or things like that. So it was like nice. But then that night he got on a plane and went back to Nashville. Because I was like, oh, why don't we like go do something after this? And he was like, I'm leaving.
Oh, I was going to ask, did you do anything after the show?
No, I had a staycation. It was amazing.
Downtown?
Oh, because you had a hotel room.
Yeah, they got us a room to get ready in. And so I was going to come back, but I was like, you know what? I am going to make a nice bath. Mm-hmm. I got a delicious salad room service and just plopped my feet in that bathtub.
I thought you were going to say my... I don't know.
Watch Grey's Anatomy.
I got through half of the last episode. I'm struggling.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We'll get to that later.
Okay.
So you had a staycation.
Yeah. But I do have to say, I really enjoyed my time with Bobby Bones.
Great.
I wish we had more.
So you would be excited to see him when he comes out here again.
Yes.
Handkerchief
dropped.
Wait. So... I want to know, who is your favorite? I feel like this is like interesting to people because I know we, especially you, get used to this life of like, totally. You're surrounded by like celebrities and interviewing and everyone knows you. So it's like, oh, they're my friends. But these are people that like people love and they want to know more about. So like, who are your top three favorite people that you saw at the iHeart Awards?
Well, one of them is going to be coming on our podcast. Betty Who.
You guys.
Becca's been obsessed with Betty Who for like, introduced me to her.
Yeah.
Like to her music.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Becca's been a big fan of Betty Who for a long time. And I met her. She was in the station like 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I like fangirled.
Freaked her out.
Kind of freaked her out. But then she was on the carpet at the iHeart Awards and she fully remembered me. And she even said, people don't fangirl like that for me. So I felt real like,
oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's so cool.
It was really cool. So she like totally remembered me. And her publicist is a fan of the podcast. And she's like, we should have Betty Who on the show. And I was like, 1,000%. You know, Becca Tilly is like obsessed with her too. So she's like, I'm totally down.
That's amazing. I love it. And so she's just lovely and so nice.
So nice. And she was like, you have to come. When she does her LA leg of the tour, she's going to be on it's going to be Saturday and Sunday. So she's like, you should come Saturday. Cause she's like, I know you can't come during the week cause you wake up early.
I was like, so for our listeners who maybe are not familiar with Betty Who, where should they begin? What song or songs should they definitely listen to before she comes on?
The first time I ever heard her, she did a cover of I Love You Always Forever, and that's like one of my favorites. But I mean, her albums are amazing. I don't even know.
Pick one. Tell them to give them
I'm
one.
Gonna
I'm
say,
gonna find my
this
favorite.
One's like
an album
newer.
Or a song.
Just one song.
Yes. I'm gonna say Just Thought You Should Know would be the one. Or Ignore Me.
Just thought you should know.
But I've been like, I tag her in a bunch of my like when I used to have like the sunset videos or videos that I'd put up. I would always play her music and tag her because I like want people to hear her songs. I love her.
Okay, mine's gonna be Wannabe.
Oh, so good. That's the one I introduced you to, and we were in the car, and Tanya'd be like, "I need it again. Play it again."
That song. It's basically all about how this person is with somebody else, but you want to be that person. Mm. So like you're kissing her.
I wish it was me.
I wish it was me.
Yeah.
So okay. So if you are so inclined and you're excited to hear about this person who's going to be here at some point soon.
Yeah.
Wannabe and.
Just thought you should know.
Just thought you should know. That is your homework.
And
as
watch
a scrubber.
And watch her Mama Say video because it is the most fun. Choreography. We tried to learn it. Not me and Tanya and I. We should try to learn that together because you're
really
a choreography
hard.
Queen.
I actually told her though. I was like, I went on a first date to your concert on the pier, and I didn't get a second date. So because I was like jumping around, acting like an idiot. So Betty Who I really enjoyed, and you know what? I really have to give it to the Backstreet Boys. They are. So amazing. Like, they're just really happy, I think, to be doing what they're doing still. And they're so gracious and lovely. And, like, they'll do anything, which is so nice for somebody on, like, my end of things. Mm-hmm. So, like, I think something that's kind of cool, like, on the carpet, these big stars, they don't have to stop and do everything. They kind of pick and choose what they want. And when you're, like, a bigger celebrity, sometimes you just take photos and you bounce. Mm-hmm. So the further down you go, like, they're not going to get down there. So I spotted the Backstreet Boys like at the top of the carpet. And I was like, there's no way they're going to make it down here. So I went up to their girl on their team and was like, hey, would they be willing to stop and like hang out with me for a second? She was like, they would do anything for you.
Aww.
And I was like, Like, that is so nice. Like,
BSB. You told the story, at least on Kiss. I don't know if you told it here, of how you used to make out with...
Yeah, I think she told it here, too.
Yeah, okay. Kevin Richardson's poster.
Poster, and to the point where you actually wore through his mouth.
And it's so uncomfortable to think about.
Really gross.
And, like, he really, I noticed in the photo, kind of kept his distance in the back.
He's always like...
Well, he's married now.
He's a little nervous around Tanya.
He's on the opposite side of me. But you know what? He still brings it.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I'd say them, and then 5 Seconds of Summer. They're always so lovely.
Yeah, we sat with them last year at the iHeart Awards, and they were so nice. I was like, how are we at the same table?
They won best duo or group.
Yeah, they won big. They were big winners.
Well, it looked really fun. I had a lot of FOMO, but you were busy.
I was very busy.
I bet you were very happy to get home to your cute...
I went up to Casey Musgraves too.
How was that?
It was good, but I think like she was one of those people that was like passing by.
I don't get a warm vibe from her.
You know, there's two things that happen with me when I meet, and I get really like, it's somebody that I really love, and I was like, you know, they either get like the same way back, or they're kind of like a little bit nervous and not sure what to do with me. And it was the second of that. Like, I think she was kind of like,
yeah, I can see that happening.
Someone help me.
Yeah. But I was really cool. Like, I tried to just be like, I was listening to your album as I was getting ready for the show tonight, you know. Okay, bye.
You're all, you give me butterflies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye. My daughter's performing Rainbow soon. She's been working it out.
That was actually
piano
the
and singing.
Coolest part was Chris Martin coming out, and he played
That's
the
amazing.
Piano
yeah.
while she was singing.
And he
wow.
didn't sing along, right? He just played piano. That's
just
so
played,
interesting.
It was cool.
I feel like he's good about letting, like, he's just like, I know I'm Chris Martin, I know I'm cool, I have a presence, and I'm going to let this other person have their moment.
Yep.
Coming up, we need to talk about Grays. We need to talk about, you guys went out recently, we should probably talk on that you guys hit the town recently.
Separately.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was together.
Oh, no, not together.
No.
Never mind.
I was saying how we both got hungover.
We have great emails. We have, we had to talk about Grays. Tanya has an idea about Grays. She wants to bounce off everybody. So a lot to get to.
I think Becca's going to be down for the idea.
Okay, great. And I've come up with a Grays game if we get to it, if we have time.
Yes, we will get time.
Okay. Well, let's talk about Joybird right now.
Well, Tanya, I bet you were very excited to go home after your busy weekend, even though you had a nice staycation. There's nothing like being home.
Truly.
Have you heard about the revolution in online furniture shopping and Joybird, which is the company behind it all?
Well, I have, because Joybird believes that you should never settle when it comes to your home furnishings, and that you should always have the freedom to be boldly original. And with Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste. They turn your ideas into reality with hundreds of styles and options, from mid-century modern to contemporary classics, customizable and amazing array of fabric choices, from rich buttery leather and plush velvets to every color imaginable.
Yeah, so each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision, using high quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials to fit your exact specifications. And there's a limited lifetime warranty that is included. So you can get a 365-day home trial. You can sit on it, sleep
Wait,
on it.
That's like a whole year.
It's not like a whole year. It is a whole year.
Even leap year?
I'm sure.
Next year, it'll be one day short of a whole year. But yes.
So you can sit on it, sleep on it, and break it in. And if you don't love it, if you don't love your Joybird, you can return it for a full refund. And hassle-free in-home delivery. They'll even remove all the packaging materials, which is amazing, because having to break down boxes has been the death of me.
Yeah, it's really a mission. I never have time, nor do I like going into stores anymore to find specific pieces that I want. But now with Joybird, you can order everything from online.
Yes. So create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/Becca. Go to joybird.com/Becca and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code Becca. Blake really tried to get on. He progressively got better.
I have to say, I listened to the podcast last week, and I really enjoyed Blake.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah.
I think got a really nice vibe off of him, too.
We should make him like a, if we're ever out, like, I feel like Brad and Blake should be like our go-tos.
Well, he lives in Denver.
Oh,
so,
right.
But I'm sure he's here often. I feel like a lot of people are in and out, that are especially from The Bachelor, because they're always doing stuff out here. But he was great.
A lot of scrubbers like the concept of you and he together. Is that right?
Very much so.
Yeah. I was telling Tanya, I almost threw it. I like was so many times when he would describe like the type of girl he likes or something, I'd be like, what have you know Tanya? But I knew like he had his mindset that if the opportunity comes, he's going on Paradise. So I was like, mm-hmm. I don't want it to be like, what about Tanya if Paradise doesn't work out? I'm right, like, no, I'm I want like, Tanya. Yeah, you're not like a backup plan.
No, I'm not. And I appreciate that.
But I do think he's like the type of guy that I could see with as far as like his demeanor and his personality. He's like calm, but he's like very outgoing.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many messages I got about how we would be a great couple because of what he described when he was on the podcast of what he looks for in a girl. And they're like, he eats pretty healthy. He likes to work out.
Three times a day he works out.
I love it. I'm trying to do 2-a-days.
Wow.
I'm trying to do once
intense. And the way that I guess he's very sensitive.
Yeah. Yeah. Very sensitive.
I wonder what his sign is. Did you find
I'll let me investigate right now and I'll get back to you. We did not hit that.
I'd be interested.
That's what our show lacks when you're not here.
Do you have the hard hitting questions?
You know, I wanted to tell, I kept forgetting to tell you this. So Hannah B, who's our new bachelorette, something about, well, first of all, when she had blonde hair, she looks just like you. Have you seen the pictures?
Uh-huh.
It's kind of weird.
Is it? Does she look like me? Y'all resemble a lot.
But anyways, watching her on, did you watch it all?
Yes.
Aside, you know, she was like very nervous and like had a hard time like just talking because she was so overwhelmed, which I personally loved. But something about her reminds me of you and her like demeanor and this like innocence and this like genuine, like I'm excited and just I'm going to show it.
Ryan said the same thing to me. Remember?
I'm sorry. I was looking up Blake Horseman's birthday. Oh. What were we talking about?
The Hannah new Bachelorette. B. Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan said that she reminded him of me also because she doesn't blink. Like she just kind of does like that a lot.
I wasn't thinking that, but I was just thinking like she's very unapologetic and just like herself.
So correct me if I'm wrong. I was kind of in and out of this season, more in towards the end. So she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I missed the middle and she was not very great in the beginning. Like, right?
Yeah.
So I was a little bit perturbed that everyone's like, she reminds me of you. And I was like, wasn't she kind of a mean girl?
No, she was. There was like drama with her and another girl. And she was just kind of like silly and how she wasn't. I would not say she was a mean girl.
Okay.
I talked to her before she went on the show. Like she is a friend of a mutual friend. So I got to talk to her and she's like very sweet and like.
Okay. So we like her.
Yeah. She's sweet. Okay. Yeah. No, I, there's editing, but also she was so sweet at the end when she was like, I deserve to be chosen every single day.
Totally.
And that was a very you comment to me.
Totally.
So, we did actually ask Blake his sign last week.
I know. I can't remember what it was, though.
What do you think he is, Tanya? Just your Miss Tati brain. What vibe do you get from him?
I get a soft vibe. So I would guess a Cancer.
He's a Taurus.
He's a Taurus?
Yes. April 22nd.
Is that good for you?
That's like...
Oh, God.
That is like one of my best matches. Tauruses and Leos and Capricorns are like my top three.
Well, I think he's a cusp. He's April 22nd, right? So that's Aries, Taurus, cusp, yeah.
I'm not so good with Aries, but Tauruses are strong.
Fantastic.
So I'm currently... Did you follow the Chrissy Teigen hamster story? Have y'all been following that? It was during the first night of The Bachelor, and I was like so invested in her tweets because she got a hamster. And I had a hamster, and we ended up giving it to my cousin for some reason. And I can't remember why. I don't know if it was just like I didn't want it anymore and take care of it or what happened. But they told me that the hamster got run over. And I remember thinking, this tiny little thing, how? They're quick, you know?
Yeah, but so are cars. Cars are quicker. Cars are probably quicker.
They told you it got run over? I thought you were going to say they told you that they had to take it to a special farm somewhere so you didn't know that it got crushed.
Okay, I think something more tragic happened.
What's more tragic than getting run over by a
like
semi?
Like freezing or something. I don't know. Like being left out in the cold. Oh.
Do you know what's funny is my mom, we had to give our dog Peanut away because we moved into an apartment complex. And she always told me that she gave it to this family that had an amazing yard and plush grass and yard, like all this stuff for Peanut to play. And I was like, did we have to put Peanut down? Or like, I've actually never actually asked my mom, were you just lying and telling me we had to give her away? Or did she have to die?
I believe your mom.
You do?
I do. It's a dog. It's not like, it was
it
very old?
Attached to the dog.
How old was the dog, roughly?
I mean, we got her when I was like 5 and maybe I was like 15, so 10.
How big was the dog?
She's a little Peanut, a blue tick
beagle. Peanut. Her name's Peanut.
I don't think they put him down.
Okay. It was a her. She was a she.
Okay. I'm hoping they didn't. But can you find out by next week?
Yeah, I'll ask her.
Ask your mom.
Well, so I'm texting my cousin trying to figure out how the hamster died, if he remembers.
By the way, there's 3 of us siblings, me, my brother, my sister, and to name Peanut, we all put what we wanted to name her in a bowl, and it was like my mom picked. I wanted to name her like Princess. Uh-huh. My brother's was Peanut, and my sister's was like Pimp Daddy or like something, because she was like in that phase of life, you know? Uh-huh. My mom was like, I pray that it's Peanut. I wonder if she rigged that too.
Pimp Daddy.
Pimp Daddy.
Yeah, we need to get to the bottom of this with your mom.
Yeah,
we might need to call her, get a live text going.
Well, Peanut Butter is Chrissy Teigen's hamster.
Yeah, Peanut Butter. And she... Did you read them?
No. I'm mad I don't miss this whole... I was like not into this hamster debacle.
It's really funny. I mean, she's just so funny on Twitter. Funny. Like, she's brilliant on Twitter. But she... It got out of the cage and she couldn't find it. So she was setting up like traps or like not traps, but, you know, little snacks to get it to come out.
Why does she have a hamster for her daughter?
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, I think for the daughter.
Random.
Luna and I bought a hamster today. Her name is Peanut Butter. John is not thrilled, which makes me love her even more.
Can we read more? It's a good.
I love that. Oh, okay. I love that. He came out saying, like, because he's been doing a lot of press lately, and he was like, no, I don't run all my social media posts by my wife. Like, she's her own person. I can do my own thing. Like, stop.
She said they told us that we can feed her anything. My mom said rice, and they said, oh, no, not rice. They also said, don't really touch her for a week. Then touch her a lot, or she'll bite you. It's very confusing being a hamster mom.
It is. Mine bit me all the time.
I feel like she doesn't know how to drink out of the hamster drink thing. I keep showing her, and I'm starting to feel real dumb. Welp, the hamster got out. Just what you all told me would happen. And then later, about 5 hours later, found her. So anyway, it was a lot. We got we brought home a gerbil because my wife was...
Those are bigger, huh?
It wasn't huge. It was in a cage, and this was for school. This is something my wife was doing for school, and she brought home a gerbil. And we had a cat, but the gerbil was up on a shelf, like way nowhere near the cat. And then while we were out one day, the cat did get to it. Mm-hmm. And we came home and the cage had fallen to the carpet and the gerbil was gone. Like, oh gosh, we're looking at Tuffy the cat. Like, you couldn't have just eaten that entire, that was a big gerbil. You didn't eat that gerbil because that gerbil was pregnant. So it was like twice the size of a normal gerbil. There's no way. It was shaped like a pear. No way you weighed that. We're looking at him like, I think you'd look different if you weighed a gerbil. So anyway, we searched the house. We found this actually, it was a rat, now that I think about it. It wasn't a gerbil, it was a rat.
Are you serious
right
now?
She needed to take care of a rat for some animal training class. We found the rat behind the entertainment center, back when we had entertainment centers, up against the wall, like hands against the wall, like it was being frisked and looking around like scared to death. So it had escaped the cat, hid behind the entertainment center where the cat couldn't get it. We got it out, put it in the cage, and a few days later, there were tiny little rat babies in our cage.
I am so upset because rat, the tail alone, like
pretty gross.
We had, I don't think it was a hamster, but it was something that looked like a hamster. And it escaped once, and my mom, like, just did not want to sleep for like, she was just the fact that it was escaped in the apartment at some, like, she was just like not having it. So we like camped out in sleeping bags in the living room to try and find her or him. I'm not sure. Guess where we found him?
Where?
In his food under the sink, like in just like that big bag of his food.
Oh, just going
in
to town?
Mm-hmm.
Did he die?
No.
Oh.
I mean, he's no longer with us.
What kind of animal?
I'm not sure if it was a hamster or something in that wheelhouse. We had a lot of animals. We had like rabbits and
yeah, I like those. Just like the long tail for some reason really got me with the rat.
Anything from your cousin?
Yeah, so I said, "Do you remember how it died?"
Because was it a he or she?
It's hard to say. I didn't have it very long, and
you know what? I like not giving gender roles.
We are a post-gender world yeah. right now.
Okay, but I did not bond with it enough. It bit me a lot, so I had a lot of like negative feelings towards it. But I said, "Do you remember how it died?" And I said, "I believe I was told that it got run over, but now that I'm older, this seems suspicious." And he said, "I will say I had a terrible track record." And I said, "Running over hamsters? Or did it get tortured by one of you? Because there's three boys in the family." And he said, "Haha, no, just being able to take care of them. I had one that we kept outside and it got really cold one night and it froze.
Oh.
And our maid found it the next day. I know it's terrible. I want to say one of the dogs thought it was playing with it and got a little too rough, but I need to fact check with my mom."
Ew.
This is devastating. I knew it didn't get run over.
I don't know what I'm going to do when I have kids and they want to get like all these weird type of pets. Like, I actually feel bad for my parents because of all the weird animals we wanted.
Well,
and they got them all for us.
I was going to say, you can say no.
But how do you say no to your child?
Well, you're going to have to a lot.
Okay.
Well, because, and it's like you realize that you're going to be the one taking care of it ultimately. So you really have to think, is it worth saying, should I just say no and hurt their feelings for a second?
Right.
Or am I going to be taking care of a rat?
Right.
Yeah, because it's on you. Like, we work with somebody who says she can't take her son to Target because every time they leave Target, they leave with a new toy.
Right.
You could say no to your kid. Like, that's, I think when you go to Target, you have to say no, you can't have a toy today.
Yeah.
Or candy or whatever it is. My kids are putting the hard press on for a second dog.
Oh.
I think they're going to win that one in the next couple of months.
That's very exciting, though.
Yeah. You have to have two. We had two.
We're going to have
two. I know. I can't have two, but like I would love for Phoebe to have a little playmate. And we went to the park yesterday and she was just like staring, looking at all the other dogs. And I was like, oh, and she's so small. She can't play with the big dogs. I'm sorry, but have y'all heard about this huge super bloom thing?
Oh,
bless
yeah.
you, Tanya.
Thank you.
That's a manners.
Thank you. I thought I was flirting.
So Haley and I drive up to the super bloom yesterday where it's like this gorgeous, these hills rolling with bloomed poppies. Like the hills are covered, they're orange. It looks like someone got graffiti and like graffitied them.
And where was this again?
Lake Elsinore.
Okay.
So it's like,
they've had to stop people from going out there.
It was supposed to be an hour and a half drive.
Oh, gosh.
It was literally like being in Disneyland, the crowd there. We were sitting in traffic. It took us 3.5 hours. We finally, once we got there, there was a long line to get onto a shuttle to go up there. And so we ended up just driving past it. I was like, it's so hot. I'm not getting out of the car. I thought we were just going to go up and like see the photo.
Chill.
Yeah. We ended up driving past that, ended up just going to Temecula to like hang out at a park because there was like nowhere to go. The traffic was so bad. We did not get home till 9:30 and we left at like 5 something and they ended up shutting down.
Oh, you left Temecula at 5 and you didn't get home till 9.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they ended up shutting down the like being able to go to the poppy fields because it was such a crowd they couldn't handle it.
I got in the news this morning, faced with a massive influx of visitors, Lake Elsinore shutting down access to the incredible super bloom displays of poppies in Walker Canyon. So because of the incredible rains we had over here, we don't get a lot of rain here in Southern California. This winter we got a ton.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's flowers everywhere and it's beautiful. And these super blooms are incredible. But even like where I hike out where I live in Thousand Oaks, just stunning flowers that I've never seen before. And the other cool thing about it is the butterflies.
Yes. Yeah.
There are butterflies everywhere in Southern California. It's fascinating. It's like living in a fairy tale. I love it.
It is. It is pretty incredible. But they're gone now, right? The stragglers.
They were gone for a Newbury Park this weekend.
The ones who are lost are still here.
I feel like it's the stragglers because they're not around here anymore.
I think they're all over, though. So maybe we're having a dry spell here. But
right.
Like out where I live, it was heavy this weekend.
Wow.
It's like a country music song.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'm sorry that your day turned to like not cool.
It was a long day. I was like, we just saw them from the freeway. It wasn't even like we got to see them or like walk a trail or anything. We would drive to a certain point, like through Waze, like it would tell us a back road instead of getting on the freeway. And we'd get to the freeway and they'd make us turn around because they weren't letting anyone through. And we'd have to go back where it was literally a nightmare.
Oh, that sounds awful.
And we invited people to go, like we invited Allie to go with us. And she was like, I can't be in the car. Like, I'll get antsy. And I was thinking, thank God that she bailed because we would have ended our friendship yesterday. Because it was like that panic inducing.
Yeah, I wouldn't have enjoyed that either.
I want to hear about why you did not like Grey's Anatomy this week. But first, let's talk about home security.
Scrubbing In is sponsored by ADT, which is real protection. When it comes to something as important as your family safety or your safety, you deserve real protection from ADT. Real Protection means the nation's number one smart home security provider is standing by and there for you when you need them. Real Protection means having a safe and smart home with everything from video doorbells, surveillance cameras, smart locks, lights, carbon monoxide and smoke detectors, and a system custom designed to fit your lifestyle.
Real Protection means helping to keep you safe on the go, in the car, or when your kids are at school with our ADT Go app and SOS button. So living alone can be scary, especially since I've been binge watching you on Netflix and Making a Murderer and the Ted Bundy documentaries. So they're actually coming this week to set up our alarm system. And I'm really excited because without ADT looking out for me, I have been sleeping not so well.
Yeah. Well, no matter how you define safety for you, your family, or your business, ADT is there. ADT Real Protection. Visit ADT.com/podcast to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you. That's ADT.com/podcast. While we're at it, let's get into underwear.
I actually sleep in my MeUndies pretty much every night.
They're the coziest. They're the underwear that I wear like first, and they're the ones that when I run out, I'm like, oh.
I know. So does your underwear make you happy at this very moment? And wouldn't you like to be wearing underwear that is so soft that you feel like you're making love to an actual cloud all day long? I love that line so much because, yes, sign me up. I've got one word for you. MeUndies.
BuzzFeed said they feel like actual heaven against your skin. I have to agree with them on that. MeUndies uses the coveted micromodal fabric, which is a full 3 times softer than cotton. So you can choose between classic colors to adventurous prints like significant otters, plant babies, and shamrocks, all the things you didn't know you needed.
That's true. MeUndies is also the go-to for the softest loungewear on this side of the Mississippi. So hang out in their super comfy lounge pants and onesies. Yes, MeUndies makes onesies and they're incredible.
I need one. I need a MeUndies onesie. I ordered their Shamrocks underwear for St. Patty's Day. So no one got to know that I had them on, but I knew. Mm. Also, they're a great gift for friends. So I'm someone who hates when my underwear is uncomfortable.
Yeah, I think mine are, I have a really cute rainbow, like boy short underwear. And then I have some donut boy underwear. They're like little donuts on them. They're really cute.
They're just cute.
And they're really comfortable. And I don't really like to sleep in anything, but I do put the MeUndies from time to time.
Yeah, they're great.
Because I like to go sans.
We know. You've talked about this often. MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you order MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/Becca. That's MeUndies.com/Becca.
We said we had no guests today, but we do have a guest today. A returning guest.
We have a returning guest.
There we go. Because we have an email that she can really help us out with, I think.
Hopefully.
Let's hear it for Jillian, everybody. Come on.
Woohoo!
She's back.
Thank you. Back so soon. I love it.
I know. We're very happy to have you because I thought we were just calling you over the phone. So I'm so happy to see your beautiful, smiling face.
Thank
Cute. Do you want to read the email?
Sure. It's from Allie. She says, I'm living with an autoimmune disease, lupus, which is what Selena Gomez has. Like Jill, I have flare-ups and I keep it pretty under wraps. But my question for y'all is about dating with a chronic illness. I'm 24 and I'm attempting to date, but in the back of my mind, I'm always worried about explaining my chronic illness to someone. Any advice on how far into dating someone I should bring this up?
So I dated years ago. I'm not quite back in the dating scene just yet, but years ago when I was dating, this was so tough for me because the second that somebody hears MS, lupus, some type of illness, they immediately go to the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. And they're thinking, even if they don't even know anything about it, they have an idea in their mind of what it is. And so it's, to me, I thought this was going to be an automatic turnoff. Mm-hmm. So I never mentioned it on the first date. Mm-hmm. I never would. But I didn't wait too long after that to let somebody know that I had MS. Because I feel this took me a while to come to this way of thinking. But I felt if I was going to tell somebody I have MS and they're not going to listen to what it is or listen to how bad it is for me, if they're just automatically turned off, then they weren't the right person for me anyways.
Right.
Yeah. But that took time. So I would think you have to feel it out. I think it's different for every scenario, every person that's dating, but I definitely think you shouldn't wait too long before letting them know, because in that case, they could see it as, you know, well, why did you wait so long to tell me?
Right.
So I would, in the first couple of dates, I would mention it.
So was it kind of based on like if you had a date with someone and you were like, oh, I really like them, like I could see them potentially being in my future? Like, is that how you gauged it? Like,
yeah, depending on how much of an attraction or the chemistry that I felt with them. And if I could see this going somewhere, I wanted to make sure that they knew. But then I always found myself kind of going, like I wouldn't play it up too much. I would give them like the best case scenario of what MS was. You know, some numbness, some tingling, you know, it's not that bad. But then I thought, you know, I got to be honest.
Yeah.
And then usually people would ask questions. Mm-hmm. Dates would want to know exactly what it is and what I felt. And so if they're automatically turned off and they don't want to, if that's a reason why they are not going to go on another date with you, you're better off without them anyway.
It's tough because guys are selfish. And when you tell a guy that, whether it's lupus or MS or whatever, all they're thinking, I guarantee it, is, oh man, how is this going to impact me?
Impact my boner. That's what I imagine.
Well, I wasn't thinking that.
Jill said that. I was like, that was Tanya.
Yeah. That's what I think.
I was thinking, like, how am I going to be like pushing her in a wheelchair? Am I going to be changing diapers? Like, what? You know, I just think guys are selfish and they think like that. And that's why I think it'd be scary. I'm thinking third date-ish, right? Because you need to make sure you care enough about them to tell them.
Yeah. Right. But I also think, too, it's the way that you approach things. So it's like there's a way of like telling people without having to be like, okay, so there's something I need to tell you. You know, like I think like weaving it into like just making it a part of, it's a part of your life. So it's like, oh yeah, you know, what are you doing this weekend? Oh, I actually have this MS walk. I've been doing it for 5 years. I got diagnosed 5 years ago. So every year I go to this MS walk. It's really great. And you just like keep having a conversation. You don't make it this like stopping point, you know, because it's a part of your life, but it's not who you are.
Right. Exactly.
So it's like, I think that's, it's kind of like that with everything, you know, like everybody has an insecurity or something about them that like you're nervous to tell the other person. Mm-hmm. Everybody has that, but it's the way that you like approach it and like just make sure you're not like stopping the conversation and being like, so I have something to share with you, because it makes it seem scary and it makes it seem, you know, but it's not, and it's a part of you and it's not your whole story. So I think it's like weaving it and not making it this big thing.
Yeah, that's really good. Especially too, when you're dating, you always want to show the best version of yourself. So I think if, like you're saying, weave it into that way. And, you know, it's not a horrible, devastating thing.
Right. Right.
It's just a part of you.
Yeah.
I also do like what you said. Like, it's, you can kind of tell a guy and his, like, what type of guy he is if he's, like, you know, caring and his, you can kind of tell that within the first few dates, I feel like. So if you can sense someone's, like, egotistical and they're, you know, only care about themselves, you're probably not going to get the reaction you want from a type.
Yeah, I remember
the connection you have.
Yeah.
If Amy had told me that on a third date that she had MS or lupus or something, it wouldn't have fazed me in the slightest. But there were plenty of other women that I've been like, okay, bye. Like you've already got, you're already teetering. You've already got a list of negatives. And then that kind of tips the scales.
Yeah. Like I went out with this guy once and And I was running a little bit late to the date, so he ordered me my drink before I got there. I had a glass of wine, and it looked like he had a Jack and Coke. And so we're having dinner, and then the waitress comes back because I finished my glass of wine. She's like, do you want another whatever? And I was like, yeah. And then she's like, do you want another Coke? And I was like, Coke. But, and then he's like, yeah, no, I'm good with just one, or, you know, whatever. And then he kind of like stopped like awkwardly and was like, and made it this thing. Like, so I don't drink. And I was like, oh, like I don't drink that much. So it really wouldn't bother me too much if I was like dating somebody that didn't drink. But it was the way he like approached it. Like it was like, there was some story, something weird. Yeah. Like, it was just like he stopped it and it was like, so I don't drink. And I hope that's not an issue with you. And I was just like, well, now you're making it an issue with me, because now like I'm uncomfortable and there's obviously a reason why. I'm not going to ask you about it unless you want to tell me about it. And we're only on our first date. And like now I like don't think I want to see you again. But it wasn't even because he doesn't drink. It was just like the whole thing was so awkward, you know?
Right. And did you see him again?
No.
Yeah, but sure, like,
he thinks it's because he didn't drink.
Probably, but that's not even it, because I really don't drink that much. Yeah. It really wouldn't be a problem for me. But he made it weird. Drink. So I was like, this is not an enjoyable first date. Bye.
Becca, could you date a non-drinker?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Some say no. Someone on our staff
I know
say
I come
not.
Across like I drink a lot,
no,
but I really. Oh, really? I feel like, because when I do drink, it's so dramatic. Like, my body, like, really responds in a dramatic way. Ugh. But I don't like the taste of, like, I'm not someone who wants to go home and drink a glass of wine to calm down. Like, it doesn't taste that good to me to do that. I'm more of if I'm social or need to be, like, small talk or, like, mingling, that's when I drink. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I take it a little too far. But.
Yeah. I hear you guys got pretty hungover a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, after Britt's party. Yeah. So Brittany, Jill's sister.
Oh, wait, no, it was like, it was a different night.
That's the only night that I've been.
Oh, I thought we went out the same night, but different.
It was the same.
Oh. Because I had like two glasses of wine and I was like, what is wrong with me? Like, I literally woke up and was like,
okay, yeah, that week was busy for me in the social drinking world. I went to an event and I just was like drinking wine. I woke up the next day and felt just like garbage.
Garbage? What is going on?
It's part of getting older, Tanya, unfortunately.
It was like real. I was.
Wow. Are you hungover now?
No, not at all. But I'm like, I clearly now, like, if I'm going to drink, even if it's a glass of wine, I like, that's all I can do.
Well, you just have to alternate with a glass of water. That'll help you a lot.
I drink a ton of water.
While you're drinking alcohol?
Yeah. And mind you, I was like, I went out and my new thing is that I'm like, I'm trying to go places early to be there before the people I'm meeting so that I can sit at the bar and perhaps meet people. Like, what? That was the night. I was meeting some friends for dinner and we're meeting at like 7 and I got there at 6 so I could give myself plethora of time
alone
at the bar with lots of men around me. Lots of men around me. And guess what?
What?
None of them talked to me. Literally, the nice hostess. On a plane. The nice hostess came over to me and was like, were you on Daily Pop last week? And I was like, yes, this is so bizarre, but yes. So then she and I started chatting and I was like, nice to meet you. I'm going to remember your name because it's nice hostess, you know, hookup. Then
I thought you were going to say something like, no, I got to go.
Then this other girl comes up and approaches me about, she does works for PR for iHeart. And she's like, oh my gosh, it's nice to meet you. So she sits down and starts talking to me. And I'm like, of course, I meet two girls on this bar that's like filled with men. I was just like, what the F? And I wasn't like on my phone. Like, my phone was down. Like, I was like, just.
You're giving off all the vibes.
They poured me a glass of wine. I was doing the swirl, like looking to my left, looking to my right. Like, is someone going to say something? And then like, before I ordered the wine, I was like, oh, what's a good one? Like, looking around
to
somebody to engage in conversation
with
me. No,
we had that night where we had ladies, me, Allie, Nicole, and Morgan went out that you were invited to, where we were going out to find the single girls, men, and Allie was approaching any guy and being like, hey, She's single.
And none of them bit?
Yeah, no, they come and chat. And yeah, I'm like,
that's... Maybe you had to spell it out for them. I was like arms wide open, like just really trying.
Yo,
and
what are you drinking?
Totally. And no, it even got to the point where... So the guy got like, I don't even know what he was drinking, but it was like in a small glass and he had this gigantic ice cube in it. And I was like, wow, I have never seen an ice cube that big.
Tanya, that is lame. I have never seen an ice cube
he
that
big. He wasn't cute or anything. I was just trying to engage in conversation and he was like, yeah. And I was like, F me.
I would
like,
not know what to say to that. Honestly, I'd be like,
His response was, yeah, he could do better than that.
Thank you. And then I just got into it and I started talking to the girl about the guy she was meeting and like I got her whole life story and the guy was really cute.
I know, me neither. Do you think they have some giant tray back there they used to make giant ice cubes?
Nope.
And all of a sudden we're talking.
Totally.
Mark,
like something.
No, you would
yes,
not.
Yes, I would have.
You'd be like, that is the weirdest... Like, is that supposed to be a sexual innuendo?
Wow, like wow.
How my mind went.
Yeah, that is the biggest ice cube.
Is that a big piece of ice? Or are you just happy to see me?
That would have been better.
That would have been better. Yeah. I mean, my Lanta. Like, I literally was just like... But the best part is the silver lining of the whole thing is I'm chit-chatting with this girl and she's like, I'm meeting this guy and like, I don't know if it's a date or not. And he's really cute and we like work together and la la la. And so... my friend comes and she meets me and the three of us are talking and then the guy comes and meets her and we get our table. I end up seeing her at the iHeart Awards on Thursday and I was like, so how'd it go? How'd the date go? And she goes, it wasn't a date.
What was
I was like,
it?
This mother effer.
What was it?
The worst.
What was
this
it?
Guy just wanted to get a drink with her. Just friends.
Oh,
here's
I know.
My thing with guys. Guys are lazy. Like I think we've discussed before, guys want to do as little as possible. But back in the day, they had no choice. If you want to ask somebody out, you got to go ask somebody out. Now, because of Tinder and Bumble, you literally don't have to do anything. And so they won't. They will put up for zero effort because somebody in their phone is going to say, come on over.
What's weird is that they didn't meet. They met. They were like friends from home. I'm kind of messing up the story a little bit because I had one glass of wine. So... but they were like friends and then they like both moved here. So it was like, it wasn't Tinder or Bumble or anything. Like they were friends and she was,
still,
I know.
A little commitment as possible. It's the worst.
It was the worst. I was like, you know what? I'm really sorry. You are gorgeous and you are a catch and this guy sucks.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, I can't remember your name. But you know who you are.
We're keeping her name privacy
we're gonna,
reasons.
We're going to bleep it for privacy reasons.
Remember the hostess's name?
Sure don't. But her name was hard. It was like, I can't remember.
I cannot get over that ice comment.
That is a big, it was a really big piece of ice. Like bigger than
like
most.
It's like the cube. Yeah. Yeah, it's like they like, put the big.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know that. I've seen that before. But this one was like twice that size. It was like the size of like my fist. Which I, what if I was like, do you think I could fit that cube of ice in my mouth?
Honestly, not far-fetched from something you
and
would
I
do.
And I tried. What if I like tried? I was like, let's see. I probably could do it. I can fit my fist in my mouth.
Okay.
You're doing bar tricks. You have like a crowd around you.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, guys.
The guys are like videoing it.
Let's
like,
try to
look
do two.
At this girl.
Oh, such a bummer.
We need to talk about Framebridge. Jill, you're welcome to stay. It's up to you. If you've got things to do.
I do have to get back to work.
We love you.
But I love watching that happen. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Jill. I would like to talk about, so basically my whole house is pretty much decorated as far as like all the big pieces, but now I'm just doing like the accessorizing and like little things here and there.
Uh-huh.
And framed photos is something that I'm like, I love the personalized touch of a frame photo. So if you've been listening to our show for a while, you've heard us talk about Framebridge. They make it super easy and affordable to frame your favorite things from art prints and posters to the travel photos that are just sitting on your phone.
So just go to framebridge.com and upload your photo, or they'll send you packaging to safely mail in your physical pieces. But you preview your item online in any frame style, and the expert team at Framebridge will custom frame your item and deliver your finished piece directly to your door, ready to hang. And instead of the hundreds that you'd pay at a framing store, their pieces start at $39 and all shipping is free. Plus, our listeners will get 15% off of their first order at framebridge.com when they use our code Becca. So I actually did this. I framed this art, this like little picture for a friend of mine that was going through something, and it was a picture that helped me get through my breakup. Mm-hmm. And so I framed it on Framebridge.
Cute.
And sent it. Yeah, it was really cute. Great I didn't idea. Use our code, so that sucks.
Well, next time you can use it. Next time.
But the experience was really great and it turned out really good.
Well, you can get started today. Frame your photos or send the perfect gift for weddings, birthdays, and special events. Go to framebridge.com and use promo code Becca. You'll save an additional 15% off of your first order. Just go to framebridge.com, promo code Becca. One more time, that's framebridge.com, promo code Becca.
All right. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, here, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one.
Okay, this is something I'm excited to talk about because I am not keto, but I love everything about it. And the perfect keto bars, they are great tasting, keto friendly, and they are made with ingredients that you can totally trust. So sometimes less is more. And if you want to lose fat and have more energy, you can get rid of brain fog, boost your mental, maybe I need a bar right now, yeah. Boost your mental performance and increase your physical performance through a low carb ketogenic lifestyle. Perfect Keto is here to help.
So all other bars on the market either have high sugar content, high net carbs, use pro-inflammatory fillers and stabilizers, and do not support a ketogenic diet. Perfect Keto bars were tested on their blood glucose levels extensively to ensure a minimal glycemic effect after consumption.
And this is true. A lot of bars actually on the market have a lot of sugar in them. And it's kind of tricky because they'll fool you and they'll say they're low in calories, but they're really high in sugar. So that's something that I can vouch for because I'm really like, I read a lot of labels. And so keto bars are for people who eat a ketogenic diet, and they like to avoid unnecessary blood sugar spikes, and they want a clean snack option and look to eat a low carb load guilt-free.
Yeah, so they offer really great flavors. They offer almond butter brownie, new salted caramel, and I feel like one of y'all said your personal favorite was the lemon poppy seed.
That was me. I really like the lemon poppy seed.
Yeah, I think I would enjoy that too. Yeah. They're all natural ingredients, and there's only 3 grams of net carbs. So for 20% off site-wide, visit perfectketo.com/Becca30 and enter the code Becca30 at checkout.
Again, for 20% off site-wide, visit perfectketo.com/Becca30 and enter promo code Becca30.
All right, we're an hour in and we've still not hit a lot of stuff we need to hit. So why did you not like Grey's Anatomy last week? Because I actually thought it was pretty good.
I got through half of it and I was just like distracted. And so I don't know if it was because my food got there and I was like distracted by eating or what happened, but I will say, as I was eating, it showed the guy with like the scales or whatever, mm-hmm. and I had to turn it off for a second. I got very, I don't get grossed out when I'm watching, but when I'm eating, there's certain boundaries that I have.
I felt like that was like, I really enjoyed the episode. I don't even know what season it was, but when the guy was like a tree and mm-hmm. he had like bark his skin or whatever, mm-hmm. I loved that episode.
Well, I'm going to try and watch it today when I go home because I would like to. I feel like there was a great scene at the end that I missed with Amelia and Link.
Well, how do we feel about Amelia and Link?
I have said Amelia and Link since I don't know when. I've been saying
you did say.
And I'm not opposed. Why are you opposed to it?
Because look, I can't with Meredith and DeLuca. I really can't. I love DeLuca. I love him. He's not for Mare. They're not. Their chemistry is so forced. It's so awkward to watch.
It's going to be a very painful storyline when you know Link and Meredith are going to have a moment because they have chemistry and Amelia's like...
I just feel like Link is like more her speed. Like, I don't know. I just feel like Link is more Meredith.
But Amelia deserves like a happy... She's been with Owen. She deserves something good.
But that's her own fault. She liked Owen. She liked Owen.
You're right. She stayed in that.
She stayed in it. I can't. I just can't. I need Link.
Maybe they'll bring back that Scott Speedman guy that we liked for Mayor.
Oh, I really liked him. Yeah,
which one was he?
Remember, he was like a patient and was he like the judge?
No.
Oh, that was the old guy that you like kept. Oh, so annoying.
That was weird, Tanya.
I like to go the path less traveled.
Yeah, he was the one that there was like a, it felt like they were turning it into something. He was like a doctor or something, wasn't he?
I forget exactly, but he was very handsome, very charming, and they really clicked, and he was on Felicity. So.
Great. Bring him back.
Yeah, we need to.
Yeah. Like, I just...
I'm fine with her dating a non-doctor. That's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't love it. I did not feel Link and Amelia. I did not think that was...
Oh, so there's not chemistry there?
No.
Or you just don't like
them
together?
I don't find any, but whatever. It's whatever.
I'll have a stronger opinion after today. Okay.
But I did get sad when Karasik saw Teddy crying on Owen's shoulder.
I like Teddy and Karasik.
I do too, and it made me sad. Like, I was like, Amelia, Teddy, what are you doing?
Teddy's going. They're going to end up together. They've like really like been playing around that for so long.
Teddy and Owen.
Yeah, and they're like trying to make it this build up, and like I don't care about Owen.
I mean, Owen could. There's nobody he could date unless it resulted in him leaving the show.
Honestly,
that you would be in favor of.
When he was with Christina, I was fine with him.
It's funny how he's become the star of that show over the past 10 years. It's very interesting.
It's like he...
Okay, relax with the star of the show.
I mean, seriously, he's on it more than anybody else. Maybe it's because they don't like him. It feels that way, but it feels like he's on more than anyone. There's never a period where there's not an Owen story in the forefront.
Mark, I could not agree with you more. It's almost like because he directs or whatever, I feel like he puts himself in there.
Ew. I need Miranda Bailey to get another storyline pronto.
Yes.
And I need Joe to get a better storyline pronto.
Coming in here, ladies and gentlemen. Everyone needs to know that.
Who?
Joe.
Joe's coming here?
Are we sure she's not calling? She
Camilla
might be calling.
Luddington. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Camilla Luddington's coming on this show on April 1st. And that is not an April Fool's joke. It's happening.
Yeah.
I'm not
That was
be
thanks
here.
To me.
But she needs to come in.
No, you will.
Oh, okay.
We're doing it the Friday before.
Great.
We can say all that.
Fine. We will adjust our schedule to accommodate any great.
Yeah, that's the day she's doing with all of her press.
Oh, I see. Wow, that's very exciting. I'm going to tell her we need a hashtag justice for Joe.
Yeah, I need Joe and I really need Miranda to like up it in the storylines.
Yeah.
Even Karev.
Karev.
That's what I'm saying. Karev and Joe deserve something more than what they're getting.
It's true. Okay, let me pitch my idea.
Do it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So, since... the new season, and I think it's about to be over, right? Like, aren't they gonna?
Well, see, May.
So maybe we start this. It could be summer. It could be like a summer thing that we do.
Okay. Good idea.
Instead of, so every week we pick like half of a season. So we'll be like, okay, so this week we're all gonna watch the first half of season 3. So during the week we can watch it at our leisure, however we want. And then we all come back to the podcast and we discuss what we loved so much about that particular, like, portion of the series.
Half of a season is a lot.
Is it?
Yeah, for people who like have normal schedules, that's like a lot. Maybe like first five episodes.
I think three episodes.
Three to five. Yeah.
So we could be like, okay, let's focus on season 3, episodes 1 through 3.
I thought you were going to throw Denny in there. I'm like, is that season 2 or 3?
That's where we're going to start. We'll start with season 2. We'll start with season 2, episode like the back end of season 2. And then we come back and we will discuss what we loved so much about that particular portion
like
of the series.
Club.
Yeah, it's kind of like a book club.
But we're breaking it down.
Well, I just, Tanya, you always post the like old like scenes from, and I know how good those old episodes are, but when she posts them and like I hear the lines and like see the chemistry, I'm like, God, the show was, I'm going to stay with it till the very end, but it was, the cast was just
so good.
So good.
So don't you think that could be fun and magical to bring it back like a book club? Mark said he does not want to participate because Mark is a Grinch.
I got stuff to do.
You know what?
Honestly,
it's fine.
If I have hours to watch TV, I'm going to do like current things that are on my list.
Fine.
Well, speaking of, okay, so Mark doesn't want to participate. I'll try once and see how I like it. I want to read emails.
Oh. Okay, let's get to emails.
My gosh.
Scott says, hey, you guys have been calling time of death before the beeping flatlines. I'm not a real doctor, but isn't that before the patient is actually dead? It's a good point, Scott. We'll be careful about that. He also says, if you guys thought of doing an episode where you interview Mark, Easton, and Amy, we'd like to hear more about the people who make the podcast happen and how they got to where they are today.
Scott, that's a great idea.
That is a great idea.
Got to think of some good questions.
Anonymous sends this one in. It's entitled Bachelor Weekend. So brace yourselves.
Side note, I would just like to say I do feel like Mark and Easton are like, what's the word? Everything that's right in the male species.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So I would like to like peel back the layers of like.
I would like to do an Ask a Guy with you and Easton.
Yeah. Like a mantle?
A mantle.
With Mark and Easton?
Yeah.
I don't hate it.
I'm in.
I mean, okay. They kind of are the mantle with like general questions, but like have a specific mantle for Mark and Easton.
Yeah, like where we can ask you guys, like, how do you decide if a guy's a good guy or not? Because I feel like you're both good guys, so we could kind of gear it towards that.
I get a vibe real quickly with guys. Like Blake, I got a good vibe off of him. Bachelors that have come in have gotten a really bad vibe off of.
Right.
I don't need to name them, but it happens often.
Right.
Because they keep coming back. Anyway, this is an anonymous emailer. She says, so my fiance and I had our bachelor and bachelorette weekend. His plan with the guys was to go to an all-nude strip club. The only restriction I had was the champagne room, because the only one that gets to please him in that way is me. So apparently these strip clubs have something called a champagne room where it all goes down.
Touching is involved?
That's my understanding.
Licking?
Look, I've been to one strip club in my life and it did not last long, so I'm not an expert on this subject.
I've been to one strip club, too. It was in Tucson, Arizona.
Mine was in Phoenix.
I went to one in Miami.
There was no touching at the one I went to,
yeah,
though.
There was no touching.
I think I've heard that the champagne room is where more things happen. Anyway, there's more detail in here.
But she put that limitation on there.
Yes. So I'm sure you know where this is going. But when he got back from the strip club, he told me he gave in to peer pressure and went to the champagne room. He didn't do anything with her, and they left after 10 minutes or so. Still, I feel that he's broken some of my trust. I know the guys well, but I hate that they pressured him so much into this room that my fiance felt the need to lie to them about getting a BJ from the stripper. They were all cheering for him and rooting for this. I feel like they've just stomped on my heart by doing this. Why are they pushing for my fiance to do something like this to me?
Because they're assholes.
This is exhibit A and guys are the worst.
This is awful.
It is pretty awful. I mean, really, everything top to bottom is awful.
I would be so upset, Anonymous.
I just feel like before you start, well, not before you, when you're dating somebody, you really need to look at the company that they keep, because that's a reflection of them. If you always get a fishy, icky feeling about their friends, that's not going to go away. Mm-hmm. And like, you can't be like, don't be friends with your friends. You know, who knows how long that they've been friends for. You just have to like let him be. But
I've been making that noise a lot today.
I have some brain fog. I feel like this is a hard no for me. I guess, I mean, you're kind of stuck now. You're engaged.
Well, oh my gosh, don't say that. It sounds so discouraging.
It's not good.
Well, I think there's always like you have your friends and there's always like maybe one friend who's like the rowdy one, like the Samantha of the group, who's just like kind of like raunchy and like, you know, doesn't think that way. But if majority of his friends were cheering for him and rooting for
this, cheat on you,
this is not a good sign. And I would just talk to him about like how much that hurts you, because you're marrying this man.
Are you though?
I mean, she is at this. I mean,
at this point, yeah. I don't like it.
You're saying she would be justified in ending the engagement?
I do feel like that's a bit harsh, because obviously...
He didn't do it.
I know he didn't
do
it.
If he did do it, that's it,
oh,
right?
For sure. For me, that would be the end.
But are we certain that he's being truthful?
That's my question.
Like, I'm sorry.
No. We were in there for 10 minutes. We didn't do anything. Well, what'd you talk about? Like, I want to hear more about you standing in a strip club in the private room with a naked girl. Just what? Chit-chatting? Just going over the sports scores from the day? Like, what's happening in there?
I don't know.
Maybe they were just chilling on the couch and he's like, I have to be in here and make it look like something happened. And she's
maybe,
like, cool, I'll take a break.
But I could see him doing it, going through with it, and telling her he lied to his friends that he went through with it.
And like, look, I'm not one to like say you can never go to a strip club and you can never, you know, watch whatever. Like, I'm not that person to say you can't do something. But for me, I just don't even think that like the guy that I'm with is going to want to go to a strip
club.
Is it
so wrong to say you can't go to a strip club in 2019?
I don't think that's wrong.
It's not wrong, but it's also like, I just want, my dude's going to be like, no, I'm good. Like, I'll give you some, send him some money for a fun night and on me. But like, it's just like, I'm not into it.
What if you're engaged and your fiance wants to go to an all nude strip club and his bachelor party? Do you guys
I'm saying no.
I think you're right to do so.
Just like if I was like, hey, we're going to have male strippers come and give me a lap dance. Like, if he's uncomfortable with it, then I'm going to respect that.
But it's also a very different thing. The male strip club versus the female strip club.
No, it is very different.
Comparable.
But I'm saying if he was uncomfortable with it, like clearly did not want that, even if it was like silly and not like sexy at all. If he was like, I really feel uncomfortable with that, mm-hmm. then I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Just like if, and maybe she was like, that's fine. Just don't go in the champagne room. But he did the one thing she asked him not to do.
True.
So it's something to think about. Like, you set the restriction and he broke that. Whether he did something or not, he went in there.
Right.
So he broke your trust.
You have to have a talk and set some serious parameters moving forward.
Yeah.
Would you be fine with a guy going to the strip club?
I don't think, I'm going to be honest, I don't think my dude's going to even come to me with
what if he does? Yeah.
Hey, my buddies want to take me to the all new strip club for my
I'm going
to
say,
party.
I don't love it. I'm not going to say don't go, but I'm going to be like,
but if he
it.
Goes, are you going to be like,
huffing and puffing? Yeah. You sure am.
So
mm-hmm.
just say don't go. Mm-hmm. Save yourself the trouble.
I think it's okay to say don't go.
I think it's okay too. I don't think that's
and if
asking
he has a problem
a lot.
With that, that's a problem. Because there's a whole element of strip clubs and how he perceives women. Like that women are just up there to dance naked for him. Like that's a whole bigger issue.
Like I just don't understand why strip clubs even exist anymore.
Agreed.
Like,
they're
it's
like
just
from
so
the medieval times.
Right,
or something.
It's just gross. It's like, I don't know. And no offense
to
strippers.
My bachelor party? Baseball game, miniature golf, and ribs.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I feel like my husband's gonna be like, we're gonna go
a great time.
We're gonna go on a boat for the day and like drink some beer and like
fish
or something. I don't know.
All right, Jordan, my ex owes me money. I'm recently single after 4 years. I'm 23 and he owes me $5,000. This was a constant argument during our relationship. He's always told me I was money hungry and didn't need the money because I had plenty. So now what do I do? Do I text back with it broken down, itemized, the money I want to be paid back for, or do I just let it go? When we broke up, he asked me what I wanted back from him. And I said, I want my $5,000. And he didn't answer me. This is a tough one.
Yeah, I don't...
But I don't think letting it go is an option.
I don't think you let it go, but maybe you come to an agreement on how he can pay you back, or maybe you lower it. I don't know.
This seems like a crime, and I would take him to court. And I would find.
I mean, that's
great,
a lot of money. It's not like
find
a few hundred
jury
dollars
to be on my side.
I think one letter from a lawyer and you're getting your money back.
Yeah,
but I think you might have to go to that extreme.
Yeah,
sure.
I agree.
I don't think this question is. What do I do? Should I let it go? No, you don't let it go. The question is, how do you get your $5,000 back from this loser?
Yeah. Right.
Because you got to get it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. You need a professional letter sent to him from the law office.
I think that would do it.
Yeah. And if you don't want to hire an attorney, we're happy to be the law office.
Oh my God. Scrubbing in.
Tilly Roddy Savage Beach.
Tilly Roddy Savage Beach Incorporated. Pay up, buddy.
I hate this. I hate that he's saying, you got plenty of money. What do you care?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
What a loser.
I don't like him. Let's see.
I'm interested in this other one from Anonymous. I find him attractive, but I'm not attracted to him. Last Friday, I went on a date with a boy that I was actually really excited about. We had been chatting back and forth for about a week prior, and I already felt so comfortable with him. Although it's only been a week since the first date, it feels longer because we've seen each other almost every day since. He is great. He loves the Lord so much, comes from an amazing family, and pursues me so well. Being overly available is something I think I've always offered in a relationship that's never been reciprocated, but he takes any chance to see me, even if it's just for 5 minutes. He'll come to he'll come by to visit or bring me food at work. Sounds perfect, right? So why don't I have feelings for him? The words I can't get out of my head are, I find him attractive, but I'm not attracted to him. Is that crazy? I don't walk away from our dates with butterflies in my stomach or a longing to stay with him longer, which I know I have had in other relationships. What do I do? Just might not be your guy.
No. Are you kidding? This is her guy.
What? Tanya! Why is this her guy?
Sometimes it's all about the slow burn.
And sometimes it's just not there.
I think the lasting ones, I remember a friend of mine told me that it took her six dates to be attracted to the guy that she is now married to with children. Yeah.
They've seen each other every day for a week since their first date.
Mm-hmm.
So it's seven times.
No, I think really. She's put in the time.
I think she's put it in too. I don't know how old she is.
I'm with Becca on this. I don't think it's her guy.
I don't know how old she is because like if she's like young and it's like, oh, whatever, like you'll meet so many people.
If he's everything that she's ever wanted and he's doing the things that she's never had in a relationship
I've been
before.
With someone who was everything I wrote down on a piece of paper. If it's not there, then sometimes it's just not there. It doesn't mean anything other than they're just not your person.
I mean, I can't argue that.
Just a blank stare from Tanya.
I mean, it's sad because sometimes you're attracted to guys that are total jerks. And sometimes you're not attracted to the super nice ones. You just got to find one that kind of checks enough boxes that you're really attracted to. There's a lot of guys out there.
That's true.
Another guy.
But also, I mean, if you're just like kind of just, if you're not, I guess the thing is if she were at an age where she's like looking to settle down and get married and have kids, it's like, don't waste your time. Don't waste his time if it's not there. But if she's just kind of like, oh, maybe I'll see where it goes if like my feelings grow because he's so great and you have the time and want to do that. But don't lead him on if you just know that you're not going to get there.
I just feel like it always
comes back.
But
Colton and Cassie, great example. Jared and Ashley, great example.
Colton and Cassie are going to be broken up by the time.
Let's not use them as an example.
That is a negative. That is a negative
by the time
view.
School starts, is that what you said?
I don't appreciate the negativity.
Jared and Ashley are an exception. I do think that they're going to last in there. But I always feel like Casey Musgraves is the answer to everything because I'm all right with a slow burn, taking my time and the world turn. I'm gonna do it my way, it'll be just fine. If I'm gonna think all night, it's a slow burn.
Keep going, please.
Wow.
I just wish I had video the
Wise
whole
words
time of
from Casey.
Hey, from Casey Musgraves.
You wanted to mention the Jonas Brothers before we go.
I did because thank you, Lord Jesus in heaven above, that the boys are back. And I feel like all my prayers have been answered. It really just makes me so happy. They had this secret show at the El Rey Theater and I've seen a lot of shows at the El Rey Theater. I have never seen anything like this.
I've never been personally hit up for tickets for an event ever like I was for that one.
The same with me. And it was just so magical to see. I felt like I was like back in my 13-year-old body. Everybody was the exact same. So it was a no phone concert. So they like locked everybody's phones in like those bags. Weirdly, I got in with mine because I know Joe's security guard. So he walked me in with my phone.
So was that a flex?
Yeah, it was a bit of a
flex.
That
was a flex. Yeah.
What?
Nice one,
that was
though.
A nice flex, yeah.
What's a flex?
Just like a little humble brag.
Well, no. The Joe security guard knows me because I'm on the watch list. So let's be real here.
Okay.
But I didn't like... I wanted to take a video because I've never seen the crowd be that intense at a show ever at the El Rey. And I was just so blown away. I like took video because I wanted to show it to everybody. Like, this is what happens when A, the Jonas Brothers are back. And B, I think it was like that because there was a no phones rule. So everybody just had to like be in it and participating. Everybody's hands were in there. Mm-hmm. Everybody was doing the same thing. It was so magical.
That's great.
It really was. That's cool. I'm just so happy. And like, I just love them a lot. Mm-hmm. Kevin's my real MVP.
Let's, you said you'd marry him if you had to choose one.
Yeah. I mean, in a roundabout way, I kind of go through all of them and then I circle back to Kevin.
Becca, which Jonas brother would you marry if you had to?
I think Nick.
Really?
Yeah. Don't have much of a reason other than I okay, just think he's cute.
You picked one and we appreciate it.
Yeah, I feel like every time I try and like hug, like he doesn't really like to be touched. Like Nick doesn't like to be touched. So I feel like I make him a little uncomfortable.
I think you probably find that true of a lot of people. Yeah. That you barely know.
Joe really, I think, is intrigued.
Okay.
Yeah. Not intrigued, yeah. Sorry.
No, Joe like doesn't know what to do with Tanya, so he just is like goes with it.
Yeah, like he really goes with it and I think he appreciates it. And Kevin as well. Nick is a little like,
I appreciate that. He's processing.
Yeah.
I have a quick Raise game we can play before we go.
Yes.
It's real quick. And I've just basically took a game that we play on the On Earth Ryan Secrets. We do a post show podcast called The Post Show. And this is a game we play on there. So I've just reworked it for Grey's Anatomy. Okay. With the birthdays.
Oh.
With their ages. So I'm going to give you a actor or actress from Grey's Anatomy and you tell me how old they are. And the other person will say higher or lower. And we'll do best 3 out of 5. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Do rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first. Here we go. And rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh.
You got to do it. Okay. Okay. Shoot on, shoot.
Okay.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And two papers, double paper. Try it again. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. And all the scissors cuts paper. Tanya's the winner.
Okay.
Tanya will give you the first one.
Okay.
Chandra Wilson, who plays Miranda Bailey. How old is Chandra Wilson? And then Becca's going to say higher or lower.
She's 43. Four.
Okay, she's not 44, so
she's
Becca,
higher.
Is she higher or lower? She is. She's 49. Very nice point for Becca.
Damn, she looks good.
She does. Becca leads 1-0. You will now choose the age for this person. Let's go with Kevin McKidd, our beloved Kevin McKidd, who plays Owen Hunt. How old is Owen Hunt in real life?
I'm going to guess 42.
He's not. Tanya, is he older or younger
older.
Than 42? He's 45 and we are tied. One apiece. Tanya.
Yes.
James Pickens. He plays Dr. Richard Weber. Dr. Richard Weber on Grey's Anatomy. Older gentleman. How old is he?
I feel like he was like, I think he's 55.
57.
No, yeah, 57.
Okay. Becca, older or younger than 57?
Older.
Old is the way to go today. 64 for Dr. Weber.
I was going to guess 70, but that felt a bit
I was going to guess 70.
That means he was in his 40s when that show started.
That's what I think. I think he was in his 40s when it started.
All right. So it is Becca 2, Tanya 1, trying to stay in the game. Becca, we'll go with you first on this one. How old is DeLuca? Giacomo Giannoyati. How old is DeLuca in real life?
I'm going to go 33.
33, Tanya. Is he older or younger than 33?
He's younger.
He is younger. He's 29.
I
and we
knew
are
that.
Tied again.
He's 29.
Yeah, I knew that because I feel like he's Lucy Hale's age.
And everybody's based on Lucy Hale.
I don't know how I knew that. They're friends. And I feel like at one point she was like, oh, you need to meet my friend DeLuca, not DeLuca, Giacomo or whatever.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we are. This is it. Number 5. Tanya, this one's for you. For the game and the win. One of my favorites, Justin Chambers, who plays Dr. Alex Karev. How old is Justin Chambers?
Okay. Justin Chambers is 48.
48.
Ooh.
He is 48. Oh! Tanya wins!
Did you cheat? Why would a freak would I cheat?
Wow.
That was a good ending.
That was a good ending.
Wow,
how exciting.
He's Can I tell you the my
Do
thought
I get
process?
Another answer?
No, you don't.
No.
Yeah, I won.
That's it.
She went first, though.
She went first because she won the rock,
I
paper,
won the
scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Advantage Tanya.
Advantage Tanya.
Best
she
three
wins.
Out of five,
Why
she
are
got
you
it.
Repeating him?
I don't know because it feels good. I never win this game. Wow, 48.
What was your thought process?
I was going to, because I when you said Weber was 40 when it started and he was like 60-something, I was like, I feel like
Karev
was like 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
It's my hair tie.
Hair tie around her wrist. All right, hey, we need to thank some people before we go. Joybird, for example. Go to joybird.com/Becca and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code...
Becca!
ADT. To learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you, visit ADT.com/podcast. MeUndies. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/...
Becca.
FrameBridge. To save 15% off your first order, go to FrameBridge.com and use the promo code...
Becca!
And Perfect Keto. For 20% off site-wide, visit PerfectKeto.com/Becca30. And at checkout, enter that promo code...
Becca30!
And if you guys want to join me on the Napa Valley wine train and tour the Mondavi Winery, April 6th in Napa, all the money raised will go to the Red Cross for earthquake preparedness. You can sip wine and enjoy a 4-course meal on the Napa Valley wine train with us. Go to ifonly.com for more information. That's ifonly.com for more information. And if you want to watch, I will be back on Daily Pop on Thursday.
Yay! Our Daily Pop queen.
That's right. And that's it. Here it goes. Beep, beep, beep.